At this time, joined by Dr. John Sutherland, Associate Professor of Political Science here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Sutherland, thank you for joining us this morning.
Nice to be here, Bob. Thank you.
In-depth review, analysis of some of the elections from this Saturday evening. The lieutenant governor's race into a runoff with Jay Darden and Caroline Fayard. Any surprise considering that they had the largest campaign funding going into Saturday's election?
Well, typically we see the people who spend the most money are the ones that make it out of it. I think there's two surprises here. One, that a little-known Caroline Fayard was able to emerge from a very crowded field and come very, very close to getting the same numbers as Jay Darden. On the flip side to it, Jay Darden has to feel very disappointed. He spent a bucket of money, and he was not able to even crack 30%. Really, for a statewide elected official, had all the name recognition going into it. The office of Secretary of State, two-thirds of the people voted against an incumbent, a statewide elected incumbent. I think this is going to be a very, very tough race. I don't think you can immediately say, well, this is Darden's race to lose at this point. I think Darden's going to have to go out there and work very hard to win this race, because Fayard clearly has money and clearly has organization.
A very competitive third place showing by Sammy Kershaw, the country music singer. What contributed to his somewhat success at the polls?
Couple of things did. One, he had run before, so he had some name recognition. Two, because of his success as a country music star, whatever that was, he had that. But also something else. He was one of the few candidates who actually went out there and did old-style campaigning. I mean, his hayride tour that he did this past week was only possible because so many people were undecided so late. So I think Kershaw was able to get some people off the fence towards the very, very end. And clearly that demonstrated itself. I mean, he did very well, I think, considering he has no political experience, a bankruptcy, a divorce. I mean, all the things that typically keep people from being able to win in public office, and overall very little money. And so he just did it the old-fashioned way, going around and stumping.
Most people familiar with Jay Darden serving as Secretary of State, but his opponent in the runoff, Caroline Fayard, a little-known attorney from New Orleans. What is her background?
32 years old, Michigan law degree. I think she's got a couple of kids, married. The way that she was able to do this is that former President Bill Clinton was able to raise money for her. Her family's been close to the Clintons for a number of years. And this is the thing, I think, Bob, that's very interesting on this. Unlike a lot of Republicans running against Democrats this coming November, there's no way that Darden can hang Obama and unpopularity centered around President Obama around Caroline Fayard. She has no connection to the president. In fact, her connection is to the Democrat who is very successful, and that is Bill Clinton. And so any attempt to kind of lay blame or put her in that camp, I think, will be unsuccessful. I think it's ultimately going to focus on who's got the best ideas for lieutenant governor, because we face the prospects that Governor Jindal may at some point leave. Many pundits have said there's no way he makes it through the legislative session in the spring, and if that's the case, it makes this even more important. And Caroline Fayard actually does have a multi-point plan if she became governor. So I think she certainly is thinking ahead. She's become a political force literally overnight in the state.
Mm-hmm. Another runoff that's going to occur is locally the city court judge race, Jeff Joyce and Lori Brickett as independents. Do you see any possibility of Charlie Heck, who noted his political affiliation as Republican, any possibility of he endorsing a candidate? Joyce led by about 500 votes. Heck was able to collect just over 1,200 in Saturday's election. Do you see anything playing out there?
You know, you never say never in politics, but it's very hard to believe in this
race,
which was incredibly dirty for a judge race. Typically, you don't see this kind of thing where the candidates themselves engage in so much mudslinging. Judge races, we often think of them as sort of above politics. This one certainly didn't. It started off in the gutter and it got worse. And I don't know. I don't see Heck. Let's put it this way. I don't see Heck doing it, but if he did, I'm not sure that his endorsement would mean a whole lot. This is going to be a race that's going to continue to be fought out between Burkett and Joyce. To be quite honest, I thought Joyce had the capacity to put the race away early. I think if he had not have had to focus on some family issues related to his daughter's health, I think he could have put this race away. Unfortunately for him now, he's going to face, I think, a very formidable challenge with Burkett. And also Burkett's demonstrated that she's willing to take this into the gutter right away.
Wachita Parish School Board incumbents reigning there. However, on the Monroe City School Board side, three new faces, somewhat surprisingly, Glenn Ludley defeating a longtime incumbent there in Brenda Schelling.
Yeah, this is going to be an opportunity in many ways. New superintendent, you're going to have three new board members. I mean, this is going to be a chance for the city to make some wholesale changes. Perhaps they haven't been able to make in a long time. And so it really is going to have to give them an opportunity, but they're going to have to deliver right away. Mm-hmm. People are very intolerant when it comes to failure in the school systems. And I think Monroe, one of the things that's always kicked around is the option of, look, we just don't have enough resources to continue to squabble and pursue ineffective, inefficient programs. And so they're going to have to prove their merit very, very quickly, or else the voters, like they've done across the state, will just give them a new, give them their pink slips.